Let's review where we left off yesterday. Let's see if we can get this, if we can actually give a working spar for this thing, because it's not so easy. I know what makes people, I know what's nervous about this is that whatever you say will flow through the Havamina Maskana, the two Havamina Maskanas in the Tzricha, right? So, Alex, let's start with this.
Okay.
What's Machlokas Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar? Forget the, don't worry about the Tzricha.
Right.
I'm going to quote you on that. I'm going to say about the Tzricha.
Or should I ask your Chavrusa?
I'm just guaranteeing.
Should I ask your Chavrusa?
You're going to be like, yeah.
Okay, but Rami holds that if night passes, then there's new theory of Kiddush Adayim Rag Lion.
Okay. And that's what? That's and that and he learns it out from.
And he learns that out from.
The. Gi. Shram.
Of
Gishtam. Right up there. Okay. Whereas Rebbe Elazar holds what?
Whereas Rebbe Elazar says, you know, night passing doesn't generate a new theme.
Okay. Okay. And he learns that from Beauvoir.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just said that.
Right, okay, good. So how do we, approach this? How do we approach this? I mean, it's a good question. It's an interesting machlokas, right? Right. Okay. So when I look at the fact that it says Bevoam, okay, what I see Kish and Evergreen doing is what do you call it? It's very simple. I think when you were saying this, you said it was a din of the coin, right? Right. What?
The
chiyuv comes from the coin. Okay. I want to.
Everyone agrees that everyone defines the coin after we decided up here.
Right. No, that's for sure. There's no question as an idea that the coin now is redefined. But the question is, I think what the Gemara now is getting into is the relationship that Rechitza produces now between the coin and what I'm going to call the Makom HaMikdash. Okay? And, you know, and the reason I'm using Makom HaMikdash is because the fact that both... you can't say that yet. The fact that it says V'gishtam and V'wam to me is a hint that they're talking about, what do you call it? Both words share something in common, which means the person's going in. Right? B'gishtam is more abstract, B'vuam is more physical. But the idea is that there's something about now his entrance into the makam of Avoda, right, that's generating a certain relationship that the Kohen has with the makam. Okay? So if you start approaching it with just that one simple statement, Rebbe Elazar can start becoming very clear. Because what's Rebbe Elazar going to say? What he's going to say is like this. He's going to say that the makam of Mikdash, one last thing before I say Rebbe Elazar. That Rashi, I keep going back to, that Rashi is such a critical Rashi. This idea of every day what happens?
New Yom Shalavoda.
But that's, like, what's his Lashon?
There's a new wood on the Yom.
Right, new wood. Okay. So what does Rebbe Elazar do with that? Okay. What does Rebbe Elazar do with that? What is he going to do with that idea? So he doesn't hold of that, right? So what does he say? I think what he says is that there's no idea of a yom of avoda. Rather, what? Rather, the makom mikdash is always kavua for. It's always set up for avoda. That's what its definition is. It's set up as a makom shel avoda. Okay. Okay. So, yeah. So, what are you doing when you do kiddush d'arim raglayim? What does that do now? I understand what it does to the status of the kohen.
Creates a tziruf.
Okay, good. So I think now it creates a tziruf right between the gavra kohen and the makom shel avoda. In other words. It's not just simply defining. When we say defines him in a certain way, what that definition actually is now is that now there's a tziruf between. Hold on, Josh. Don't get too ahead of yourself. Let's make sure it works. I don't know. We'll see.
I'm very honest.
The idea is that what does it do? Its function is to relate the coin to the makom hamikdash. Okay. And what is it that relates a coin to the Makom HaMikdash?
So, like, mindset?
See, what action is done that relates... No. You're right. But I'm saying, but knowing what we know before, what is that, though? Well, what's he doing in the Makom HaMikdash? Ma'aseh Avoda, right? So the idea is that once you do Kiddush D'arim Raglayim, so now the coin is now related. There's a relationship now he has to the Makom HaMikdash. Okay? This is neither. It's just Rebbe Elazar's, for the first step in Rebbe Elazar. First idea in Rebbe Elazar. Okay? But that's what Kiddush D'arim Raglayim does. It creates that tziruf between him and the Makom HaMikdash. Meaning the Makom HaMikdash always has a din of being roi for Avoda. Right? It's there. Its existence is one set up for Avoda. And what Kiddush D'arim Raglayim does is very simple. It just relates the Kohen to the Makom HaMikdash. To the Makom Shel Avoda.
See how that opposes...
Rebbe? Oh, easily. I'll show you in a second. But okay, is that clear though? In other words, so therefore, let's just spell it out. So therefore, Kohen Rav Elazar, without getting to the Tzrichas yet, Kohen Rav Elazar, right? So what would he say? Of course, Lina is not going to be a problem. Why? Exactly right. The only thing that would break that relationship is leaving the makom. Okay, but as once he does kishner and glaim, he's automatically defined as part of the makom. But that's not what Rebbe's saying. Okay, that's not what Rebbe's saying. What's Rebbe saying? In my opinion, what's he saying? Okay, see, I think that he holds that it's not that there's an idea of like an intrinsic kedushas. Well, I don't want to use a kedushas makom. I mean, that is it. Is an intrinsic. It's not that the mikdash is set up always as a makom shel avoda, and the kohen is simply now sort of activating a certain relationship. Rather, what produces the very idea of this being this place being a makom shel avoda? The ma'isa avoda. Okay, the ma'isa avoda is what generates the very idea of this being a makom avoda. Okay, so what's a kedushas raglaim doing then, according to Rebbe? What? It's actually allowing for the makom avoda to be generated. Okay? There's a generation of makom avoda comes from it. That's why you can have an idea of what? No, better. That's why you can have an idea of what? Of a yom shel avoda. In other words, what's the yom shel avoda really referring to? You know what that actually is? This I think you'll like. It's a shir in ma'isa avoda. You understand? In other words, the shear of avoda is what? It's the Seder Yom. That's the shear of avoda.
What do you mean a shear?
In other words, like this. In other words, there's a certain requirement that the Kohen has every day to, in a sense, and you don't have to take this literally, to produce, so to speak, the Yom Shel Avoda. In other words, how do you know it's a Yom Shel Avoda? Yom Shel Avoda is comprised of all these steps. This is the shear. Just like you have a shear of how much you have to drink, so to speak, to be Yose, there's an idea of a shear to make it a Yom Shel Avoda. Yeah.
So,
I'm saying this, but the focus is that. In other words, so far as the makom shel avoda is concerned, right? Do we say that every single day, at the end of the day, the chiyuv ceases to exist anymore, and now the new day generates a new chiyuv? Or do we say no, that built into the very definition of makom is a constant, it's a constant state of chiyuv? The idea of ma'is avoda is a constant. Now it's just a question of a technicality, that what do I need to do? I have to do an action to tie myself as a kohen to the makom shel avoda.
It's not a constant
chiyuv. I should say constant chiyuv. It's a constant state of avoda. Excuse me, function. Get my terminology straight. It's always a place that's functioning for avoda. That's why in the second brisa, Rav Elazar can say, if a guy worked for 10 days straight. What do you mean 10 days straight? What he means is that there's no idea of a cessation of function in the mikdash. It's set up to function as a constant. So now what Kiddush Na'ar Megillah is, as long as I'm in the mikdash, so you can say I'm mitzarf to the makom. But once I leave, what happens? Then I break my relationship to the makom. But that's not what Rebbe's saying. Rebbe's saying that there has to be a whole, like, regeneration. Every day is a regeneration of chiyuv. So it's like, in a sense, the Kohen's rechitza, it's not just simply like a technical thing. It's not just mitzarif into the makom. Rather, that plays a role in generating the very ma'isa avoda itself. Okay, now why did I say that? So watch how I plug it into okay, is that clear? What's wrong? Okay, can you ask a question? Okay, Rebbe. Whatever you guys want. You want to do Rebbe first? You sure? I'm just going to order my notes. So what's Rebbe's? All right. So the first brisa. What does the first brisa say? Right. If you only had the first brisa, what would you think?
That obviously Rebbe says you have to wash again when you're doing nothing. You're going to vote on, right? You would think you have to wash again. So come wash one on the second brisa.
Right. So what would you say? What would you think he's saying based on what I'm saying? Yeah. There's what was hot. There's
you want to think your thought that the makom never stopped being expressed in makom shel avoda. So why would you ever
what? Well, in other words, like this. In other words, the way I wrote it, well, it was written was like this. In other words, the havina saying that what? That zman. In other words, Rebbe Svara is based on an idea of what ultimately of what produces this, so to speak, the break. Right. Okay. What's that tied to though?
Doing the avoda.
What? No, say this. No, okay. What generates the new chiyuv? The end of the day, right? The day is what generates the new chiyuv. Hold on. Right? Well, so we'll see. All right? So what might he say in the havmina? He might say what? Okay. So as long as you're doing a ma'isa avoda, what do you say about the mikdash?
It's
still a makom shel avoda. It still retains its functional expression, meaning makom shel avoda. What's his maskana? Meaning what? Why?
some reason every day is different.
No, you can't just say that, but what's he telling you about the day? In other words, in the Havin, it would say what? The Havin would say that there is an idea of a Yom Shel Avoda. He agrees with that, right? But as long as the Kohen is doing what? A Maisa Shel Avoda, right? What can you say about the Mikdash? It's still functioning, okay? What's his Maskana then? Right, so that's what I was saying before. The question is, what... So what does he hold? His Havin would be is that it's very nice. You have what is Yom Shel Avoda? The Havin, what does Yom Shel Avoda do? Yeah, the Seder Avoda. What does that normally do? So the Havin agrees. It generates a new Chiyuv, right? But as long as he's engaged in the Ma'is Avoda, you can't say there's been a break, so to speak, in the functionality of the Mikdash, right? Right. That's what the Havin is saying. What's the Maskana going to say? Meaning what? But that's why I kind of said it before. Right. So therefore what? Therefore what?
Since I originally thought based on the Bishop,
right.
Now I say no, Bishop, stay for the basis of the Bishop. I mean, now there's a new Chiyuv because the new Seder Hayom. Of course you have to watch
it. Right. So that's why I was saying before. Right. Meaning, because then, therefore, so what's the Seder Hayom then? It's not simply like, let's say, a period of time that Zman's a Hefsek. Right? So therefore, as long as doing a Ma'is Avoda, there's still an idea of a functioning Mikdash. Rather, what does the Yom do? What's his mind do? What is that? Like I said it before. You're saying the same thing. It's the sheer of functionality. The Seder Yom isn't simply an idea of like a period of time that goes by. Rather, halacha, it actually expresses halachic sheer. So even if the guy's doing a Ma'is Avoda, what happens insofar as the Makom Mikdash is concerned? Right, by definition. In other words, he's saying there's an actual. It's an interesting idea. There's an actual idea of the chiyuv in particular of avodas themselves, and there's an overall idea of the day itself as a certain shear to it, a shear of seder avoda. Okay, and that's a din of the yom. So that's a havi maskana in what do you call it, in the first brisa. Rebbe Lozer. If you only had the second brisa, what would you think? Right. Kamash Malan,
you'll... Right,
so it's interesting. That's very easy. To me, it's very easy. Because if you're going to tell me that Rebbe Lazar Sfarah is based on when he washes, what is he now doing? And Bivu'am. He washes, and now he's now relating himself to the Makom Shel Avoda. The Makom Shel Avoda is always functional. So now, with the Havmina Sfarah, is very easy. Because what would the Havmina say? Okay? Knowing full well that the whole idea is based on one simple point. That the action of Kiddush of Raglayim relates him now to the Makom. That's what its function is. But how? What, there's two ways you can structure that. You're right.
Well, when he doesn't do, when he breaks his mind,
why would that be the case? You're right. Well, how does that? What's if he stops doing the Buddha, what are we saying then? What are we saying?
There's no syrup between him and
the. Why not? Why? I don't know, but what is it about? Like, you're right. One word I'm looking for. No. Okay, because I'd say the question is, does it have to be nicker, right? That he's relating to the makom or not? Okay, or does it be nicker? In other words, as long as doing the ma'is avoda, his actions demonstrating what? That he's relating to the makom shel avoda. Kamash one that no, that as long once he does kiddush, what does kiddush do to the definition of the gavra? Right, it relates to the makom, and it's only broken when he leaves. So the Havin is going to say that all Kiddush does, Kiddush creates the initial Tziruf, okay? But the thing is that the Havin, it's not a crazy Havin, the Havin would say is that it's very nice that it creates an initial Tziruf, but he has to be constantly expressing the reality of that Tziruf. And how do you express the reality of the Tziruf? Through Ma'is Avoda. So what happens when he stops doing the Ma'is Avoda? There's no reality expressed of that nature, that Tziruf. Kamash on that, no. It's I don't want to say passive, but the Ma'is Kiddush Dam Raglayim, once he's related to the Makom HaMikdash, the only thing that can destroy that relationship is the Makom itself. Okay, and that goes back to the original Machlokas. Is it a din in the Yom, right? Or is it a din in the Makom? Do we say the Makom is always functional? Now the only question is, does he relate to it through his Kiddush Dharma Glayim? Or we say, so there's a idea of Yom Shel Avoda, so each day, in a sense, creates a whole new function for the Makom HaMikdash.
Yeah,
isn't it? Hold on. Okay. So the Gemara says, don't touch your head. So the Gemara says, what? Idach dami.
Hagziv v'boam, iksiv v'gishtam, v'loksiv v'boam, halamina, okugisha v'gisham. Because of Rechlana v'boam.
Amazing. So I kind of lied before. But what does that mean? So if it was, what is good v'boam? Okay? Because the Torah says both v'gishtam and v'boam, right? Yeah. So now, what's Rebbe going to do with the other one, and what's Rav Lazar going to do with the other one?
Yeah.
So we're going to say this. We're going to say that according to Rebbe, if it just said, what did you learn from Bavolam? It says, yeah. Ikse b'gishtam, v'lokse b'volam, what would you think? You would think that I'll call Gisha b'kisha. Right, which would mean what?
Can you find out today?
Which means that each particular voter requires its own Gisha d'am ragoyim. Kamashalan? No. Okay. And what's the other way of learning? Vidach nami.
Abirikanis
is a fascinating area in of itself. What's Abirikanis?
Comes to do nothing.
Comes to do nothing. Josh, we did that last. Abirikanis? Oh no, it was 2 years ago. That was the Ulam Zone.
Uh-huh.
Right. Great Rav Chaim. They did it this year. It's a great.
You just walked in the basement just for
you right. It 2 years ago.
Well put. Okay. Now, I guess we just finish this up, right?
Yeah, this is, I don't know this I mean at all. I don't know what to do with this.
Right. Yeah, I guess let's get the facts down. So what does the Gemara now say? So, Abirikanis.
Abirikanis, Haksim Asharis. El Begisham, Eboi Le Kedar of Acha Bar Yaakov. That were Acha Bar Yaakov. Akol Modi Mikidish.
Well, slow down. You're so fast. Okay. Abirikanis, right? Haksim Asharis. Yeah, but what's the Kasha? What's the kasha?
Right.
So what? So what do you need that for? Okay. So Gemara says no. Ela begishtami
bayale.
Okay. So it's coming to teach us what that which Rav Achav Yaakov holds of. Okay. Which is what?
That he has to be wearing.
Okay. Now let's we don't want to get too. This is going a little off. What we have to deal with. Okay. What does it say? The Amar Rav Achav Yaakov. I call modem
mikidashini because who lovesh mikadesh.
Okay. What is kidashini?
The second time you get down, we're down a set of five steps.
Okay.
You have to be ready to approach, so you have to be ready
right.
to begin.
Good. My timer.
Next words.
Right, Lavish Mekadesh. My
timer. I've the Amar Krav, Lavish Mekadesh.
What do you have right before that?
Kishu Lavish Mekadesh, the Amar Krav, Obigishtam.
Oh, fine, I have my timer here. Okay, fine. My timer, the Amar Krav, Obigishtam. Keep going. Funny idea. She'enu mechusar el gisha bavad. What does that mean? If he's only missing one thing, which is what? Gisha.
Right. He has to be ready to approach.
Right. Good to go. Right. Yatza zeh. Right. Levisha v'gisha. Right. That would exclude what? Someone who.
It's coming to say someone who is missing grains of clothing and washing.
Good. Okay. And now I'll just finish up. I don't care about the last part, but just get it out of the way. Lak dir yisha. Remember that? We've had this before. We had this idea, right? So it's the same idea. Hani mili bav avodah makva kavara. Avodah makva kavara. Lo mashmalan. Okay. So what is what you got? Yeah. Yes. Okay. Thank you. That's a separate thing. Don't worry about that. That's a separate thing. So 1 second.